This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Houston City Council will vote today on a contentious spending plan for $314 million in federal disaster recovery funds. Our Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
The plan from Mayor John Whitmire's administration allocates $50 million towards housing. That's an increase from the original plan, which allocated $0 towards housing, despite finding that Houston had about $230 million in unmet housing needs in the aftermath of the storms last year. Critics, including some housing advocates and community organizers, argue the increase still is not enough. The bulk of the funds will flow towards backup power generators at city facilities. Whitmire says the prolonged power outages after Hurricane Beryl exposed gaps in the city's infrastructure, especially at sites that are supposed to serve as cooling centers. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
The National Hurricane Center is currently tracking a system off the east coast of Florida that could further develop once it winds its way into the Gulf. The Houston area is at minimum looking at periods of heavy rain Friday and Saturday, but it could be more. Forecasters are giving the system a 10% chance of developing right now. We'll keep you updated on that right here on News 88.7. And Houstonians near industrial facilities can now monitor air pollution in real time using an online air quality dashboard launched by a Houston nonprofit. Here's Juan Flores with Air Alliance Houston.
Our monitors are located, in the communities, in people's homes, churches, city halls, schools. So they're spread out throughout the community.
The dashboard is online now at airalliancehouston.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.
Federal funds for public media have been cut. That's why we are here with an emergency fundraiser. Houston Public Media has lost $2.2 million annually, or 10% of Houston Public Media's budget. That is why our station has launched a resiliency fund. Donations to the resiliency fund will be used to directly bridge the gap left by federal funding cuts to our station. Public media belongs to all of us, but it only survives when we all step up. This is your moment to protect what matters to you, and during this hour, to have your gift doubled. The math is simple. Support now, not later, to have your gift doubled. So $5 becomes $10 a month. $20 becomes $40 a month. $100 becomes $200. All of that kind of adds up. Now is the time to act. Be part of this bold step forward. Support the Resiliency Fund at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or call 888-909-0887. I'm Joshua Zinn here with Jack Williams.
Yeah, good morning. Glad you're listening to Morning Edition. Your donation to Houston Public Media's Resiliency Fund right now powers trusted local journalism. And right now, as Joshua just mentioned, it's doubled. A great opportunity for you right now to support public radio, public broadcasting here in Houston. Why give one? Well, you can give two for the price of one. That does make sense. Your generous giving right now, maybe it's $150, becomes $300. $300 becomes $600, but only for a limited time. Don't wait. Give now. HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or that phone number 888-909.